It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
We always starting in the show with little victories on a Friday.
And is this a victory?
Oh, the mail that we got?
Yeah.
I think so. You don't we got.
I'm asking because I don't know the current circumstance.
But I have not opened it yet, but it's a letter from Milwaukee County Jail.
Is it now?
And it's not my first letter from a jail inmate.
Huh. You got Boudang on the inside?
And I don't know, do I? I'm reading the back now.
What's it say?
First letter from a jail inmate. I want to mark up this envelope. Corruption!
Oh.
I hope you sent this to the news outlets. Don't worry, we're going to open this bad boy. You want me to open it?
No, I was just saying.
Like, I'm going
to. I mean, we're about to.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm open. I've gotten letters from jail. I've gotten letters from prison. I've gotten letters from people saying I'd love to listen to you because there's nothing else to do in here.
So is this your little victory that we got a new letter from the pen?
Well, old school mail is definitely a victory.
No, that's really cool. People don't send old school letters like that. Bad boy have to write it out and fold it up, throw it in the envelope, put a stamp on it, and then send it off.
Wow. I'm going to read this.
Oh,
this looks like...
What is going on? We've got pieces? This looks like a new puzzle. Little victories. We got a puzzle for the morning from an inmate?
Yes.
Okay. I ain't see that in the bingo cards.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not reading this on the air.
I ain't see that in the bingo cards. That's double-sided and everything, bro.
Somebody who wants help saying he needs help in jail.
Okay.
I'm going to read it. I'm not... Listen, yeah, I try to tell people... I'm not the news.
Yeah.
I'm not a journalist.
No.
People want us to do things to help them when they need an investigation. I go, it's not really our department. I'm not a journalist. No. I'm on the radio. I'm just a random chick.
We may talk news. No, you're not a random chick. Chill out.
Oh,
we're,
come on.
But we're really cool. No.
I will fight for things, and right. I will fight for things that are important to me.
Exactly.
But
that's what I mean.
We're not investigative reporters.
We are not investigative reporters.
Sometimes when people come to us with things like this, that they want help, which I receive, I go, you might be calling the wrong people who are really going to go deep on this for work, you know?
Think of it like this. Sometimes people reach out to us because even if we may not be the people, we may be connected to the people because they assume all media circles and entities run together, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's your little victory?
What? That?
Oh, that? Okay.
We got a new puzzle. No, for real,
We got a letter.
For real, a little
a
victory
one.
Is we're going to be on a golf course today.
Yes, we have a golf outing today. That's why I was running late. I couldn't decide what to wear because it's going to be like 80 today.
You waited to decide until today?
Yeah.
I planned my golf outfit last night.
Oh, I had no idea what I was wearing. I was like, I'm screwed. Rude, man. It's going to be a hot day today, and we're out there all day.
Let's get it.
We have a golf outing. Let's go. The question of the day is coming up next, everybody. And don't forget those Six Flags Great America Fright Fest tickets coming up after Am I the Jerk?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so Owen and Hudson, we were out to dinner. I know, big shocker, since I've been cooking a lot lately. We were out to dinner and they brought up Nine Square. And how they were better at Nine Square than the other one. And I looked at them, because, you know, I was half listening, you know, as parents do.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned and I go, Nine Square? What are you talking about?
You mean Four Square?
That's what I said. And they go, no, nope. It's Nine Square, Mom. I go, what is Nine Square? I've never heard of this in my life. They go, oh, Dad built us one. And I go, Dad built you one or Dad built one for him and the neighbors when they're drinking?
what's the answer?
Well, maybe it's for parties.
It's for both. But okay. We can use it whenever we want.
So they have this Nine Square, and I go, what is Nine Square? So they show me, and then I went, oh, I've actually seen that in your backyard. You play it up in the air, not down.
It's Four Square, but Nine Square's on the air.
In the air. You go through, you build it. I don't know. I drove past a church last weekend, and they were having a party, and they were playing Nine Square. And I thought, the only reason I know about this is because Owen and Hudson basically schooled me on this Nine Square game, and then you looked on the internet. Never heard of this in my life.
Yeah, no, Nine Square is a new game for me. School-age kids probably play it more. They got all these random new games. Nine Square really does make sense, but I've never played it myself.
But you have to... If you play nine square, like, you have to play it in the air. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you have to build it is what I was going to say. You can't just play it without anything. You have to build
Correct.
It.
It's either like a net or some bars where it makes nine squares in the air.
Four square, we can play with some chalk, baby.
Thank you, man.
We don't
OG.
Need anything to play four square.
You don't need to be a carpenter, bro.
So my question is, what is your favorite childhood game? Seriously, mm-hmm. because when they told me they were playing nine square, I went, oh, we've evolved, have we?
Huh? Oh, yeah, we've definitely evolved.
Okay. I was a big, big four square as a kid. I was a big hopscotch.
Hopscotch.
And kickball. Can never go wrong with those.
Kickball
Kickball was everything when we were kids, mm-hmm. you know, because you just had nothing to do. 414-533-1037. But hopscotch, don't mess around. And you know I even double dutched. I got down.
I'd assume that if you hopscotch, you double dutched. One you know went me. With the other. It was synonymous.
I wonder if I could still do it.
I can't.
I haven't done it once since I was on the playground. I mean, before high school.
I know my limitations nowadays, and that's one of them. Oh, my gosh.
We'll go to, what's your favorite, DZ?
Back in the day for recess, it was the good old classic 500. I don't know if you ever played.
Never heard of this. 500. What is that?
It's a football game or a throwing game, basically. Okay. Normally with a football, where one person would be the thrower, and then there'd be a gang of kids on the other end of the field.
Really?
And you'd call out points. So you'd be like, 100, 200, you know, 300 dead or alive. It's like, and if you caught it, you got that amount of points.
Yeah.
Once you got to 500, you got to become the thrower. And sometimes the thrower would go crazy and they'd be like, jackpot! Rip one in the air as high as far as they could. Whoever caught it got an instant 500.
Right.
Became the thrower.
Oh, that's funny.
Classic. I don't even know if the kids know about 500.
I don't know about 500, but I'm learning from you. We'll go to line one this morning and see what your favorite childhood game was, because my boys were teaching me about nine square. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Waylon and Trail.
It's
our boy.
Not seven. He's eight now.
Dun, 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 dun.
Waylon, how's it feel to be 8 years old, my guy?
Feels good.
I bet.
Well, growing a mustache yet?
I found my little boy here.
Oh, your other Weston. Siblings there. Yes, what hi, about? Weston. What's your favorite game? Because you are a child, Waylon. So what is it? Go ahead, tell us.
It would probably be kickball.
Yes.
He's like you.
What do you guys play on the playground? Like, what do you do during recess, Waylon? I need to know.
Gotta know.
We play football or kickball.
Nice. I love that.
So, Waylon, have y'all ever played 500 then?
Yeah. 500?
We do sometimes.
Oh, you do know what 500 is.
Okay.
I didn't think anybody was going to know.
Me neither.
That's impressive, Waylon. Well, we're glad that you're doing good. Have a great day in second grade, okay, Waylon?
Okay.
Go get him on the playground.
Later, man. 500.
Bye. Love that kid so much.
So cool.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to check our texts, and we're going to talk to you guys next. What's your favorite childhood game? 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about your favorite childhood game because Owen and Hudson taught me about nine square. I didn't know this was a thing. They're playing above their heads.
I didn't know it was adding squares.
I drove past a church the other day and they were playing it at a party. I'm like, wow, this is a thing.
Yeah.
It's not just in the suburbs at my ex's house.
I'm blanking on the name of the game, but all these school kids, there's this like caged in fence area with a ball that you kick around and they're at all the schools now. I don't remember the name because I never played it.
Well, Scarlett, I want to pull her up first this morning and see what she has to say. Hi, Scarlett.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning.
Favorite childhood game. You brought back all the feels with this one. Tell them what it is, girl.
Go ahead.
Tetherball.
I mean, between Napoleon Dynamite and my childhood, I'm in heaven right now.
I never knew how to actually play, but you didn't have to. You were playing right the whole time.
It didn't matter. You just hit it until it swung around. You weren't really playing, were you?
Nobody explained to me the game. I just hit it. That was all. I was like, oh, that's how you do it.
I mean, I never played correctly. Did you, Scarlett?
I used to play every day in elementary school I got too close to the pole, and I hit my pinky really hard and bent it all the way back.
Both my hands hurt now.
Scarlett, I didn't see that one coming.
Ooh, pseudo pain.
Yikes. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, of all the sports you got injured during, I didn't think it'd be tetherball.
Tetherball
retired.
But it
happens to the best of us, I guess.
Tetherball retired her.
She said, I loved it.
It was fun.
It was so great.
Well, go back. Try it again. I mean, why not try one more time?
Close fist this time. Close fist.
And like DZ said, we just spun the ball around. I didn't really play.
Did you ever compete against somebody? Because the point of the game is you hit it, and then whoever wraps it around the pole is the winner.
I probably played
with
points.
So it's like a fight.
But I just remember being at a tetherball pole alone for fun, like entertaining. A lot of alone memories as a kid. I'm shooting hoops alone. I'm playing with the tennis racket alone. Same. Against a wall.
Yep.
I'm playing tetherball. What is with the? This is how we grew up.
Because we can entertain ourselves.
That's true. We entertained ourselves. You're right.
Tetherball.
Right.
Tetherball. Scarlett entertained ourselves. Right? Oh,
Scarlett bringing back all the memories. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Yes. Oh. Yes. What?
You know that when you guys were talking about the ball in the pit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called Gaga Ball.
Gaga Ball. Thank you, Scarlett.
Thank you, because I had no idea what we were talking about. I've never even heard of it. Gaga Ball?
Gaga Ball. Yeah, appreciate your call, Scarlett.
Thank
Have a great day.
Thank you, Scarlett.
Yeah, even came in with the answer, bro. Genius.
Gaga Ball?
Yeah, Gaga Ball. It's a little like hexagonal. It's a hexagon.
I got to Google this. Listen to me.
You got a Gaga Google.
I need to drink some more coffee. All right, let's go to the next phone call. Please, God. Katie's in Maguanago. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Girl, you had me. when you said kick the can, I lost it.
Yeah. Kick the can. We used to play it with all the kids in the neighborhood.
Oh.
You like run and hide, and then one person's like guarding the can. But my husband and I disagree on how to play. He's got like different rules, so I don't know if
y'all ran and hid?
Isn't that the worst when you go to play a game, a random game, and you don't agree on the rules? We do this even with Monopoly. We'll
house
start
rules.
Fighting. We'll
house
be like,
rules.
That's not how it works.
Whose house are we the closest to? Because then house rules.
That game, we were playing horse the other day, and we were arguing over who went next after somebody made a basket playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Owen, it's my turn. He goes, no, it's my turn.
You got to keep the order, man. What?
Like, but I got it in. I mean, this is like a whole thing. So
you got to establish.
Really, that's all that
house
those
rules.
Family games are about. Yeah. Is Make, each other.
And making
all part of the fun.
And making up your own rules as you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a specific can that works best for kick the can? Like green beans, corn, tomatoes?
You dig in that recycling bin and just grab whatever's on top.
Whatever comes out and whatever don't cut you.
It could be a Diet Coke. It could be a green
That's
bean.
Right.
Got
anything.
It.
Full, empty, don't matter.
Noted. I will gaga that later.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Oh, my gosh. I got to pull up the phones. I couldn't help it. Okay, I Googled Gaga Ball because I really have never heard of it.
You see it, though. You see it, right?
A fast-paced dodgeball-like game played in an enclosed octagon.
Uh-huh.
Where players use open hands to hit a ball at opponents' knees or lower.
Yep.
Oh, it sounds like the perfect rage sport for me, dude.
There's one at the little school right up the street from here.
There is?
Seriously. And there was a ball in it every single time. We took the boys there a couple times. Wood, when she was still driving me after knee surgery.
Did you try to hit the boys with the ball?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course you did. Go to Ashley in Teresa this morning. Not Teresa. It's Teresa, everybody.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Get our cities right. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Good. How are you guys today?
We're good. What was your favorite childhood game? Because Kelly in Sussex texted in and said, I loved Red Rover.
Ooh.
Oh, clothesline.
All right.
Clothesline the ones you don't like.
Ow. Not wrong.
That's straight facts. We did that too.
Yep. Red Rover was so fun. And Lindsay in Grafton said, Ghosts in the Graveyard. I don't think I played that one.
Ooh, back in the day.
What's yours?
Yeah. So my favorite was cans. So me and my siblings would literally slam a can of Jolly Good soda.
Yep.
Then you got to take it with your foot, smash that.
Real flat.
And then put it on your curb or on your street block. And then you take your basketball and then you shoot it at the can trying to get it. So you got to count out your street blocks.
Your points.
Yep. No, your street blocks. You got to, the squares of your street.
Yep.
You got to put the can on there and then count a couple street blocks.
Oh,
and
you
then
play differently.
Put the can on there, and then you got to stand behind your can. It's kind of like bags, and then you shoot the basketball and try to crush the can on it.
Hit the can.
If you
flip it.
Yeah. And then if you got it, then you got a point.
Yep.
Okay.
So
I never played this, but it's a Milwaukee game.
It's a Milwaukee game. I had to learn about it. It's cans. Ask anybody born in the city about cans. They might be able to tell you something.
Sounds fun.
Yes.
It's actually pretty fun.
Wow. All of us kids in Milwaukee, we would just play cans. That was our jam.
Well, I'll see you on the street corner later, but I don't know if it's for cans.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
So we got an email the other day, and I was like, this is such a what would DZ do? This is not an Am I the Jerk. You can always email us, even DZ@1037kissfm.com, Allie.faith@1037kissfm.com, or just DZ@odyssey.com if you really want. That's an easier one. But
is it? Over DZ@1037kissfm.com?
I just thought more, less letters.
They
don't know
how to spell Odyssey.
Listen, you're right. You're right. We only spelled it 19,000 times, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen, just find us, okay?
Yeah, you
find
get
us
there.
On social media You'll or something. But she wrote in, and she was like, am I the jerk? And I'm like, this isn't an am I the jerk. This is a what would DZ do?
No, she literally said it herself. She said, hello, I have an am I the jerk situation. Or
no,
maybe it's a better what would DZ do? You decide.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
And we decided, yeah, you're right. It
we
is a
well, so
it is a better
many.
What would DZ do?
I can't remember because we get so many. Okay, which is a good thing. Keep them coming.
She says, here's the situation. I always celebrate my birthday with friends in January.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2026 is going to be my 40th birthday.
Hey!
Big birthday milestone, right? Says, well, the venue I want to have it at has availability February 7th or February 21st. So it's coming up
specific.
Somewhat soon-ish.
No,
really.
If you're a planner, you would need to plan for February now. I mean, it's going to be October soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not screw around here, people.
She's a planner, clearly, because some people...
I support it.
Right?
Some people like me would go walk in January...
Which I got open.
The last day of the month and be like, you got anything?
No, we don't.
You sure?
Come on.
What about a Tuesday?
Late cancellation? Wednesday morning?
So what's her issue?
So she goes, the availability that I have an option instead of January is February 7th or the 21st. But here's the problem. February 5th is my niece's 4th birthday. And I expect her parents are going to be trying to do a party on the 7th, which is the available closest date to her actual birthday.
Okay.
And my actual birthday. My sister-in-law said they'd work around my plans, but I still wonder if it would be wrong for wanting to have my birthday party on the day of my niece could be having hers.
Because
I could wait and reserve for the 21st just to avoid any possible conflict. But I don't really want to.
This is so annoying when everybody's got a birthday at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you want your shine.
Yep.
Because sometimes people love to do joint parties. And sometimes you just want your shine, man. This is her 40th. This is a milestone birthday. That's why it's more important than the others.
Than the 4th?
Yes, correct.
I actually do kind of agree with what you're saying on that one, bro. It's a 40th. It's a big day.
But a 4th, but when you're little, all those birthdays matter. So
I
you
know.
Have.
I
like
know
now that Owen and Hudson are 12 and 14, we're doing not much, you know?
They don't want to.
But 0 through 8, you better make sure the world is their oyster, man. Birthdays are everything. You
okay,
know?
But that doesn't mean you have to dismiss your big day.
True.
Your 40th, right?
True.
Appease a 4-year-old.
Normally, I'd say it's not about you, but you don't have the kids. Your sister or brother has the kids. They're not your kids.
But you clearly care about your niece because you're considerate of the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went as far as to write in. I think I got some advice. You're just not going to like it.
Oh, geez. No, it's going to be one of those days.
No. It's not even like that. I think it's genuinely good advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the date you like, and it's not going to be the place you want. If you want to do it around your birthday. Pick a different venue.
Okay.
That is seriously what I'm thinking. You can't be that gung-ho about, oh my gosh, it's got to be at this
you're
place.
You're saying pick a different date.
Pick a date closer to your birthday and pick a different venue that's available closer to your birthday.
Mm.
She said, we always celebrate me and my friends in January. She don't got January available because it's the venue she wants to go to.
Mm.
Modify your desires. Find a new venue so you can do it in January.
Yeah.
Ixnay, any worry about February so your baby girl, daughter, niece, you know, or daughter-in-law, whatever's niece, can have a good birthday.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're right. I don't agree with your advice whatsoever.
What?
But okay.
What would you say?
I would not say you have to. I don't know. This is the thing. I'm going to sound like a not. I have to remember I'm a parent. And I have to take my, part of the insensitivity in me wants to go, screw that. Have your party when you want. You might miss your 4-year-old, you know,
niece's birthday
party. And that's going to suck. But you'll be there for the 5th and every other one. And you'll move on with your life. And everything will be okay.
It doesn't sound like it's a family event. She said, celebrate my birthday with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't say nothing about family. So the niece, the brother, the sister-in-law might not even be invited to this celebration for 40.
We're getting texts. You could text in 414-533-1037. Anna said, all I can think is, who the heck needs a venue for their 40th birthday? You'd be surprised.
I was going to say, it is. I mean, you need a venue?
You'd be surprised. Some people like to get down.
If you don't rent straight shots in Bayview and just call it a day, bro, a little tiny bar.
You rent a park pavilion and call it a day?
Y'all actually rent those? You just pull up gorilla style.
Or pull up gorilla style and hope nobody else rented it. Fine. But yes, DZ, people rent those. Somebody texted in and said, DZ, I would say she should still have her birthday on the day, and then the niece could have their birthday any day because a four-year-old's not going to know.
That's fair.
That's not true because you go, it's your birthday, and then they wake up, they go, it's my birthday.
But a four-year-old should be able to process the fact that, hey, it's your birthday, but we're going to celebrate it in 2 days, yeah, in 3 days, right? Like when it's available. Not to say make the four-year-old wait.
We're going to go to the phones and talk to somebody, but I just want to read this text because it's actually a PSA. It says, can you please give a radio PSA to turn your headlights on in fog?
Oh, yeah.
Unreal how many people don't have them on. Look, I was looking out the window, and then I went, well, that was for nothing because there's nothing to see with the fog. Literally, yeah, it's awful out there right now.
Hit them
now.
Headlights. Hit them headlights.
Right now.
Oh, hi, Kiss.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, I think it's Ryan.
It's your boy, Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, I can hear him talking. Hold on, Ryan. Let's pull up your theme song.
Let's get you right.
Hey, hey, turn on your headlights, everybody said.
Hey, hey, if you're risky, turn them off.
Hey, chill out.
Do not. Ryan, Ryan, you listening to this problem today?
I'm listening to this problem. This 40-year-old woman needs to get over it. And just, what? You know, you're 40. Woohoo. Big mile marks are 21, 26 for men.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
26,
gonna be a fight.
Your insurance changes.
Oh, please,
okay, okay. I was wondering
go
why.
On.
Yeah, sure.
21.
30 and 50.
No.
Everything else? No worries.
You're wrong. Wait till you're 40. It's going to matter. How old are you right now, Ryan? Like 31?
I'm 32.
We're 32.
Yeah, exactly.
We're 32.
I ain't going to worry about it when I'm 40. When 40 I'm 50,
matters.
Maybe.
Nope, 40 nope. Matters.
What's
I'm
crazy?
Telling you.
You go out, you celebrate that four-year-old's birthday, and then later on in the night, that's when you can throw down, hoe down with your rest of your family.
I think it's hysterical how we go out of our way to do 30, 50, 60, 70, and you're telling me 40?
Skip 40.
We don't skip 40, Ryan. We don't.
You just skip the midlife crisis?
You're wrong, dude. I'm sorry.
No. I'm skipping 40. Don't plan on a party for me for 40. If my wife throws me one, I ain't showing.
Noted.
Well, fine, noted.
I don't care if it's 9 years away. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait for this moment to prove he's going to have a 40th.
We'll have it on the recording. I'll go back in the Odyssey app and grab it for you, okay?
That part.
It'll probably be a different app then, but who cares?
Hey, but his advice is forget you, boo-hoo, yo, skip it.
Wow.
Boo-hoo, skip it.
Rude.
Go on, move on with that four-year-old's life.
Wow.
I'm sorry, it's just 40.
Ooh, he said it's just, ooh, the 40-year-old's right now is mad. Bye, Ryan.
Let them all be mad. Come at me. Let's go. I'm ready. Throw me the shade.
Goodbye. I'm going to throw it when you're off the
phone.
Y'all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, bro.
This is the kind of shade I throw when I'm like, well, you're not there yet. So this is the, I'm telling you what I'm never going to do, but you haven't lived that part of your life. I have learned so many times, never say never in this lifetime, because he's going to be 40 and it's going to change. Trust me.
You see
okay?
What I'm doing, Allie?
Yeah. What?
I'm biting my tongue because
your tongue,
you
know.
I tend to agree with what Ryan just said. I'm like, yeah, 40 don't feel like it's going to be much for me, but I'm not there yet. So 40 might be a big deal, and I'm not going to call it till I'm 39 going, dang, what
are we
going to do?
Never say never. You might be surprised how your opinions will change. Oh, Saucy is going off right now. She said, Ryan's going to hear it from me. I got this. Okay, what should they do? She wants to have her 40th birthday. She doesn't want to interfere with her niece's four-year-old birthday. And so we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, should we bring the birthday boy on first? He's one of our most loyal listeners. He's called in for What Would DZ Do today. The problem is she doesn't know if she should have her 40th birthday party at the same time as a four-year-old,
mm-hmm.
her nieces. She doesn't want to interfere, but she wants to have a big party and pick a date.
And I get 40th is a milestone for a lot mm-hmm. of people, and she wants to show out, but the venue she wants ain't available until around her niece's birthday.
Well, and I was going to say, why not do it at night? But maybe she has one of those families who parties into the night.
All night.
You know what I'm talking about?
Her name is Tia. Maybe if she's a Titi, she's out here.
Let's start with the birthday boy. You know who it is. Carl in Indy, baby.
Carl.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's your
happy
birthday.
Happy 33. Three birthday go, three go. To me.
Go, Carl, go.
Hey, it's your birthday,
go,
Carl.
Go, Carl, go. Hey. It's your go, birthday. Carl, it's your go. Birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. You support us and we support you back, baby. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Yes, I do.
It's your birthday. We love you.
I know you're still an indie, but we're moving closer to Milwaukee.
And mwah, not a romantic kiss. Just no. A we love you kiss.
Like a kiss on the cheek, like mwah,
like a brother-sister kiss. Yeah. Love you. Mwah. Love you.
All right, Carl.
Okay, Carl. It's
enough
your birthday
schmoozing. Birthday boy.
I had to get that out because I know your birthday is a big day. Okay, Carl,
speaking
what do you think
birthdays.
They should do? Yes.
Here's what I think. I think she should actually do it at her own house instead of having it in a venue, because if she saves a bunch of money, then she can actually just do it at her house, just like what my parents did for my dad's 50th or 60th birthday. Uh-huh. My dad had it at my parents' house. And my gosh, it was a big party.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, they get
serving
to do
lots of beer.
They
and
can do whatever you want.
It's funny how
all
many,
that stuff.
How many kids were little when their parents were 40, or at least remember the 40th, but they weren't an adult yet. You know what I mean? But I remember when my mom turned 40, I told everybody at the grocery store, and she never let me live it down.
I still remember the cake when my mom turned 40. It was so good.
I was like, "Hey, my mom's 40 today," and my mom was like, "Could you not? Could you not?" I'm telling the baggers.
I'm 30. She
meant
30.
The cashier.
She doesn't know how to count yet. She meant 30.
Yeah. Well, Carl, you say your answer is
throw it out the crib, save some money, and have a whatever party you want.
Stop trying to be so bougie.
And also, you shouldn't be interfering with other birthdays too. So, I mean, especially if you're close to them.
But you can't help it.
Yeah,
somebody texted in, "What 4-year-old has a birthday party at night?" Did you just hear me say the people that go into the night? If it's a family party, okay, we're talking about a 4-year-old. You're thinking 4-year-old during the day for 2 hours at like Sky Zone.
No.
We're picturing a family that likes to party at the pavilion and get down at the park.
And then when the park closes,
they go back to the house.
You go back to the cribbo. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
That's a special kind of people, though, in Wisconsin.
Hola, mi gente. We love you, Carl.
We love you, Carl.
Happy birthday.
I love you, Bo.
Happy birthday.
Later, man. Have a great day.
Bye, Carl.
Bruh, such a good dude on a birthday.
Is. All right, last but not least, Roger's in Milwaukee.
Speaking of good dudes.
Look out.
Yo, good morning, Ali Deezy, Milwaukee Stand Up. A big happy 33 to my boy, Carl and Indy. Happy birthday, my guy. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Woo! I knew you'd give him a shout out, Roger, because you always do it. You're always there for everybody.
Extendo.
I love it.
That's the homie. That's the homie right there.
Yeah, no.
Extendo intro.
He's our guy. And we're having a regulars party soon. We actually finally talked to Harder Pants about it, and we're getting a date on the books for all of our regulars, and I'm not telling you when, but it's coming up, baby.
I'm there.
I know you are. We're going to tell you all about it. We promise.
We hit all the bosses. We hit Harder Pants, Hard Pants, and Soft Pants.
And Soft Pants is our newest boss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
that's
anyway.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, so Roger, what's your advice, though?
You already know me. Do what you do, baby girl. It's your 40th. You only get one.
Ooh.
Listen.
Forget the niece?
Listen.
Roger, you got a daughter.
No, listen. I want to tell you. Me and my daughter just had this conversation.
Oh, good.
Listen, I rented out a pony for my daughter's 40th. Aww. I mean, four-year-old birthday party.
Yeah. You had a pony for her.
I had a freaking pony.
That's amazing.
Check it out. I asked her, I said, "Do you remember that?" She's 10 now.
She doesn't.
I don't remember that.
Roger,
they don't even remember.
You know what? He's right, because I took the kids to Disneyland. You know how much that cost me when they were four and six or two and four? And they remember nothing. They've asked me to take them back. I'm furious.
That was a lot of Mickey money you spent for nothing, dog.
You reminded me. Screw this. You're right, Roger. Screw it.
Let me tell you.
Hit the 40th.
Listen, we don't remember nothing past, under six.
And
we
over
really don't
40.
Remember.
And over 40, so really enjoy the 40.
Enjoy the 40? Is this your last memory?
Listen. She can still, I'm not saying forget totally the 4-year-old.
Obviously.
But like everybody's saying, you know, they don't party at night. It's a 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and then you're gone.
Roger.
I mean, It's over.
Roger.
What?
How many babies have you seen pushed up against some cushions or chairs at a party for the get down because ain't nobody trying to go home yet?
Exactly.
And everybody's still going. The morning still, or the night's still rolling into the morning, and those babies are still active.
I'm that kid. That's why I'm so scarred.
Never mind. Roger. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Yeah, we are. Buenos dias.
Yeah, it's Allie and DZ. And we have a very big day today. Huge day. We were just talking off the air about our timeline because DZ and I know ourselves so well, we have to give ourselves time.
Got to give ourselves extra time.
We have to drive. We have a golf outing today. We have volunteered for our friend Callie, who was my friend. She's now your friend too. I love that we're all friends. You have gotten to know Callie and her family as well.
Yeah, we've golfed with Callie,
you
dog.
You golfed with that? We've all
pre-surgery.
Golfed. Yes, and so she is the founder of Project Bubaloo after losing her child to congenital heart disease. He was 6 months old, Theo. And she has done so much. She's put all of her grief into this charity. It's been amazing. She still cries a lot, but you know, what she's done is amazing.
It's flourished a beautiful thing. Project Bubaloo.
And they've
raised
a ton of money for congenital heart disease research to help kids live longer and adults live longer and whoever needs it. Well, today is her golf outing. And so when she came to us, you love to golf, but you just had knee surgery. So you're not golfing.
I don't want my doctor to trip and be like, you in the golf? Yeah. I'm not golfing. I'm not golfing.
I enjoy golfing, but for fun. Don't expect me to play well.
I'm just there for the ace.
I'm there for the fun and the booze, okay?
Fair.
And the golf cart. But,
I mean, I'm there for that too.
But I
love golf, yes.
But she asked if we would volunteer today. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We're not golfing. We're golfing? We're not golfing,
you guys. I wish.
But guess what we are doing today?
What are we doing? Let them know.
We are volunteering at the golf outing, and we are the heckle hole, which means that we are, I don't know what hole number it is, but DZ and I will be sitting at one of the holes, and we will be heckling the teams.
Let's get it.
Appropriately. She said, please don't go too far, and I said, well, DZ and I go too far.
We will.
But we'll try our best not to.
Try.
Because we're really, really inappropriate, especially when the mics are off.
You get me out in public, bruh.
It's over. So she asked us to do the heckle hole. So I can only imagine. Do you have any insults ready? Because I feel like you and I we shoot from the hip. Like, I can offend you with my mouth is my best asset when it comes to hurting people.
The fact that I have my putter and my wedge in the car ready with my golf club lets you know that I am ready to go today with all of the insults for all of the golfers and the non-golfers too. I am thriving.
Wait.
No, I'm, man.
A heckle hole?
Yes. And
it's amazing.
Aren't we also judging? Like a costume contest,
I guess,
or something
apparently.
Like that?
Apparently. I don't know. I'm more there for the heckle hole.
I know there was a costume contest, but I'm here for it too. I want to be a judge for anything.
Well, I will do whatever they ask. You know, we're volunteering. We're going to be there all day. It's going to be a good day, and it's going to be beautiful today.
It's going to be nice.
It's
going
to be almost 80 today. So I was excited. The fog will lift, but put your headlights on if they're not on. Please, God.
Please do.
So I cannot wait. Today and I will give you an update on Monday, or we'll post on social media.
We'll definitely post us heckling everyone
because this is going to be amazing.
This is good. I'm excited.
And we're the only ones sick enough to do it. Let's be real. Heckle people at a charity event.
I mean, you got
to
be.
We're going to insult people at a charity event for congenital heart disease. What is wrong with us?
Here's the thing, though. You've got to be thick skinned to one, heckle. Two,
you do.
Be heckled back. So you got to have, you got to be able to be joked on back.
Well, she knows that if they come at us, we're going to be fine.
We're good.
You can clown us and we have the thickest skin ever. Yeah.
And let's be honest, people that have gone through congenital heart disease, especially with children, especially, have the thickest skin amongst the world.
Because they have to go through more than any of us.
Especially dealing with a sick kid. Come on now. That'll make you thick, dog.
Exactly.
You can handle a joke.
Well, are we ready for the heckle hole today?
Oh, yes.
Sounds so funny.
I'm ready for that. Is the heckle hole ready for us? That's the better question.
I don't know why my friend did not ask us, or our friend did not ask us for a list of insults. I mean, she may regret that later.
No.
It's
better that she didn't, because it was not going to be anything healthy on there.
But when we're really mean, we have to make sure the cameras aren't on.
I'm not going to be like super, super mean.
What if somebody comes a little too hard and you're like, oh, you want to play big boy?
I've got it for like a PG-17 rating.
Okay, that's our rating?
PG-17.
Because they're all adults.
Yeah. But I want to keep
There's no children at this thing.
I want to keep it family friendly enough to where nobody's like, oh my goodness, bro, don't bring them back, bro. They threw me off completely. I don't want to mess anybody's game up.
Oh. Okay, got it.
But if your game sucks, you're going to hear it.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
And the good news is they don't know how bad I am. So while I'm ripping their game, they're going to have no idea that they could destroy me.
My golf swing looks great. Just don't put a ball on the ground.
Bella in Kenosha said, that is awesome. That's going to be so much fun. Get Shooter McGavin.
Oh, the shooter jokes are ready. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
It's going to be awesome. DZ and I will update you Monday on that. You ready for Am I the Jerk? Because after Am I the Jerk, we have our last set of tickets to Fright Fest, mm-hmm. Six Flags Great America tickets, then Dumpster Fire Dating's back.
One more for the one time.
And that's really what you guys want. Let's be real. Tickets and Dumpster Fire. So let's get Am I the Jerk. It's a great 30 minutes about to happen. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You know, we've had a lot of submissions on Am I the Jerk. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs on social media. We get a lot on Facebook as well in the messages. But she wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting after maternity leave, which I thought was an interesting... We've never had one like this.
Like quitting being a mom? A mamacita?
No, quitting her job, DZ. Oh, that would be bad job. If she quit the mamacita part after she had a baby.
Wait,
but okay.
She's quitting her job after maternity leave?
Yeah.
That'll make sense.
Hear it out. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I want to remain anonymous, but I want to know if I was the jerk. I get why she wants to be anonymous because she's quitting her job. Mm-hmm. She said, I was gone on maternity leave from my job and want to add that I took an extended leave. This matters. Mm. That they approved of. But it was all unpaid.
Oh, well. Okay.
Also important.
Yeah, that usually
She said, I was
sometimes.
Supposed to go back to that job on the said date we agreed to. In the meantime, a great job opportunity came up.
Oh.
So I applied and they offered me the job.
Oh.
I had to let my workplace know I was not going to be returning. But it was right at the end of my maternity leave when I was supposed to come back.
For the extended maternity leave that they approved of.
Right.
But it was unpaid. But it was
they
unpaid.
Went out of their way for you to fill in that spot, even though they had to pay somebody else.
They went out the way to not pay you for a couple extra weeks.
Fine, but somebody had to do her work while mm-hmm. she was gone. Somebody had to do it.
Touché.
Let's be fair.
Touché.
If somebody just left here for maternity, think about, we have to put yourself in that position where somebody leaves for maternity leave that we need help with daily, and then they just quit. I'd be like, oh man. We could have hired somebody else weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's why she's the jerk. See where I'm going? She said, am I the jerk for not coming back from maternity leave and not providing them with notice, like 2 weeks notices we give when we find new jobs?
Dang.
That's where I'm going jerk on this, because I'm like, wait, they could have hired somebody else weeks ago. What are you talking about?
And in my head,
you're not even getting paid. Am I missing something here? Because you know I'll fight for the pregnant lady.
Maybe I heard this wrong.
But I'm missing something.
I thought she said that she quit, basically, or
nope.
alerted her job that she was moving to a new job within the 2 weeks, still in maternity leave.
I'm not coming back from maternity leave and not providing them with notice, like 2 weeks notices we give when we find new jobs. She said, I just had to let them know I won't be returning right at the end of my maternity leave when I was... So she basically, it sounds like she waited till it was over and then said,
I'm not coming back.
I'm not coming back. I got another job. Now, she might not have been able to say she got another job.
But she said she wasn't coming
back. But
she
didn't put that in the message she sent us, so I don't know where to go from
there. No, I'm following.
Right?
She didn't give ample notice. She didn't give the 2 weeks at least. The maternity ended, basically, or when it ends, she's not coming back to that job because she already got a different job.
Right. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for quitting after maternity leave.
I thought she was saying she was quitting to be like a stay-at-home mom or nothing. No, she quit for a new job.
Oh, you thought it was a stay-at-home mom? She quit to get she got another job while she was out and did not tell them she's not coming back till she was supposed to come back.
You know what I mean? Because I could hear that if you're like, oh, I was at home for maternity and I love being a mother, I love being a parent. I want to be home with my kids. Not the jerk.
Jobs will cut you so quick and not care about you. They'll act like they love you. They'll throw you birthday parties and cakes, and then one day you're gone.
Quit.
And they don't care. Okay?
On you.
It's
yep.
all business mm-hmm. a lot of the time. So there's two sides.
There's two sides.
Oh, the phones are going crazy. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting after maternity leave. She got a different job. She's not quitting to be a stay-at-home mom. She got another job while she was on maternity leave. They gave her an extended leave without pay because she asked for it. So they accommodated her, which they should. And then now she's quitting and didn't give them notice. Oh, God.
Dog, they're going to think she asked for the extended leave to look for a different job.
Why did she ruin the reference, though? That's what I don't get. True. You know what? I'm going to start with Rachel in Watertown this morning. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going. Do you think she's a jerk for quitting after her maternity leave?
I think she's a jerk because if she extended it an extra 2 weeks, she knew what she was doing.
Talk that talk.
As a courtesy, I mean, you know what? My plan is probably not to come back. Let them prepare.
Okay.
Or give them that ample 2 week. Give them that. You have to give them something because no notice, no nothing, and you just dip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Carmen, jerk.
Yeah, jerk is it. Carmen from Milwaukee texted in and said, sometimes you can give your employer 2 weeks notice and they walk you out the door before your 2 weeks and you lose that pay you were expecting. So why take the chance? Carmen, I'll tell you why. Because you're burning a bridge and you need that reference down the road. You don't want those bad references, because I would be concerned if their employer said, no, they quit without telling us. They just left us. I would be concerned if I called someone's reference.
That's weird.
Yeah. So
Rachel kicks it off. Says jerk.
Says jerk.
Appreciate
Thanks, Rachel.
Call. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to Mike in Waukesha, as he likes to say. It's Waukesha to me, but okay.
Waukesha to some. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I have a hard time reading sometimes, and now I'm having a hard time pronouncing something, and y'all giving me a hard time.
Mike, you're a delight. You're even trying to hook me up with your friend who I haven't texted back. But that's coming up in Dumpster Fire Dating.
We just ribbing, man. You know we love you.
Mike, we love you. Well, okay, jerk or not the jerk for not going back to her job after maternity leave? She got another job.
Not the jerk.
Flat out? Really?
Because it's on the employers to make sure that these people are getting taken care of. If they're taken care of, they don't look for another job.
You think she wouldn't have looked for another job had she been paid on maternity leave or what?
Yeah, no, just maybe treated better in general.
Ah, so you don't think it's unprofessional to just bolt with no notice?
I wouldn't do it probably, but I don't know.
Okay, Mike, this is why it's a moral dilemma. Damn it,
He said, I wouldn't do it myself, but I don't think she's the jerk for doing it. Her, you know?
Mike, you're so funny. I love it. Dude.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike. Bye, love you.
Love, bro.
He's hysterical. He is so funny.
It's the delivery. He said, I wouldn't do it, but.
Tommy texted in and said, biggest jerk. I was one of the coworkers who had to double my work due to the same reason. She could have at least told them 2 weeks in advance for her departure. Very unprofessional. So, like I said, there are people covering your work. It doesn't make it fair to them. It doesn't mean but there are people who are expecting. Look, think about this. You know what? I'll use an example.
Go ahead.
When Hardest Pants, one of our favorite bosses, had her children, I did fill in some work for her. I did a little bit of work for her. Remember?
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
And I remember, and I enjoyed it, actually. I got to do different things around the radio station for a second. But when she was coming back, I was delighted. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, because you're back to regularly scheduled programming.
I can finally stop doing more work, which sounds funny, but it's true. It was like, oh, wow, she's going to take her workload. I was happy to cover for a while. But if she had bolted...
That would have sucked.
I would have been furious.
Because you would have gotten stuck.
I would have gotten stuck with her workload. They wouldn't have changed anything. They would have said, hold on while we hire someone else. Finish. Think about this.
6 to 12 months later.
You're screwing.
Maybe not.
Maybe they hired somebody else.
Yeah.
And you're still doing that person's work. So you got to be careful who you screw over. Granted, if you don't like your coworkers, I got nothing to say about that because at least I liked her.
Wild though. We are split.
Think about it, right?
No, that's a great example. Perfect.
Clayton's in Lake Mills. Last but not least. Hey, Clayton.
Morning, buenos dias.
What's going on? What's going on?
Well, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. You don't owe an employer anything. However, it is unprofessional.
Sometimes you do owe an employer something. You know, if you got a good employer, they take care of you. You do owe them something.
You
some
have
loyalty.
Responsibilities, you guys.
Thank you.
I don't know. Let's not forget. Work is our responsibility.
Yeah.
Anyway, Clayton, jerk or not the jerk for not coming back after maternity leave because she got a different job.
What's up?
Well, I'm going to do a shout out really quick if that's cool because I do like my shout outs.
It's not cool. Just get to it so we can get to Am I the Jerk. What's the shout out? Oh, God.
My little guy turns 7 tomorrow. Tomorrow is his birthday.
Okay, birthdays for the youngins, fine.
I had to bring up a kid, so I couldn't say anything.
Yeah, I did.
Had to make a motion.
Clayton, fine. Happy birthday to your son. Jerk?
Thank you so much. Yes, it's pretty much What do you want to say? The same stuff, different day. Everybody goes to work. They mingle Monday through Friday, and you should let people know because I've done it before. I work double the work, and then I'm like, oh, cool, we're coming back, and then I go back to my job.
Like so, I said, you expect someone to return, and they don't, and that would screw everyone. But she got a better job.
I mean, business is business,
and kudos for her getting a better job. You can always set yourself up, hey, this is what's happening. I'm doing this, put it in my 2 weeks, and I would say 9 out of 10 employers and say, all right, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
One, somebody texted in, it said, she's a jerk, which puts people in a hard place. Shame on the new place for not calling her references. Well, when you get a job, you're not going to call the old one if they don't know you're moving jobs.
If you're moving in a shady way to leave one job for another, you're probably not going to put that last employment as your reference, that part.
And then some people really like them references because it depended on your job and your skills. That reference, that can make it a big deal of $5, $10, or a different job or vice versa. Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah. True, Clayton.
Well, Clayton, you rounded it out. I'm shocked. Jerk. It's a jerk move today.
Jerkity jerk.
And the one guy who said, it was a guy who said not the jerk. I want to point that out to everybody today.
We see you, Mike.
We see you, Mike, in Waukesha. We see you looking out for us.
we appreciate your call, Clayton.
Love you, Clayton. Happy birthday.
You guys have a great weekend.
Happy birthday to your kid. Bye.
Jerk.
I'm surprised. But hey, whatever you guys want. It's Friday.
I am and I'm not. We're going to just keep it pushing.
Keep it pushing. Time to give away these tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America. We've got a 4-pack. And the good news is, not only is today the last day to win these, but one of our 5 winners from this week is going to win season passes to Six Flags Great America for 2026.
You know I got some ties to the Six Flags area,
bro. You grew up around Gurney.
I used to fall asleep to the sounds of roller coasters. So if you need a tour guide, let me know.
You have had an interesting experience growing up near an amusement park like Six Flags. Like, that's wild.
I've lived a few lives. Yeah.
Fair. All right, caller number. We're going to go 22 today.
Ooh,
we're going to keep it easy.
I like
414-533-1037. Caller 22, you are going to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America. Going to be so much fun because they're having their MVP sale right now. You can go get your season passes. Good luck, caller 22. Tomorrow, we're going to be seeing B.O.B. You just heard B.O.B. right there.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah.
B.O.B. going to be in town for Tacos and Tequila Festival tomorrow at Franklin Field. So we'll see you guys there if you're
that
going.
That is right. We're going to be around.
You might see us. You never know.
Two of my favorite things, tacos and tequila.
Going to be fun. And Little John, the headliner. So that's going to be great. But right now, we're giving away tickets to Six Flags Great America. It's Fright Fest time, you guys. We're officially in spooky season. And Natalie is calling in Milwaukee. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Morning.
What you doing?
I just dropped my daughter off at school.
Yes.
Heading home.
Nice.
Good for you. You going to chill. You got to get ready for work. What's the vibe? What you doing? You know we're nosy.
Work from home. So.
Yes, girl.
Do you? Yeah, do you.
You can go inside and listen to us on the Odyssey app if you want. You don't even need a radio anymore because we're going to get into dumpster fire. But the good news is you now have 4 passes to Fright Fest.
Hey,
woo-hoo.
Hey.
Go, girl.
Woo-hoo. I love it. Thank you for the reaction.
You've got 4 passes. You're going to have a great time. And then you're now qualified to win the 4 season passes for 2026 to Six Flags Great America. So good luck on that one, Natalie.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
I'm assuming you've been to Six Flags, or maybe I shouldn't assume that.
I have. It's been a few years. But...
Okay. Everybody's been a few years.
Have you been to Fright Fest, though, at Six Flags?
Long, long time ago.
I bet it's...
Back in the day.
Bet it's even better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they've messed with the jump scares a little, because now when I go into the Halloween stores, you remember how the jump scares always jumped out at you in the store and people are afraid of them? Now you have to push a button. They have changed them because they scared so many damn people.
They're not automated.
No, they're not. You're traumatizing people.
They still got the scare actors, though, that'll walk through the park. Yeah, you ain't never been to Fright Fest,
I've never
dog.
Been.
We gotta pull up. The thing is, listen, I become a different person inside of Six Flags, and I apologize ahead of time to anybody that goes with me.
I didn't know they had people walking around getting you at Fright Fest.
It's
That's
dope.
Wild.
Nah, it's dope.
That's
some sections do, some sections don't.
Yeah.
Listen, Natalie's going to find out for herself.
Yeah. Natalie, have a great time, and good luck winning the season passes. Somebody will be in touch, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
You too. Welcome. Bye.
Deep breath.
Me deep breath.
Okay, I need a break before dumpster fire. So I need to run get coffee. Can you give me like 3 minutes or something?
You need three?
3 minutes.
I'll give you three.
Two and a half. I don't care. 2.5, whatever.
You got three now.
Okay, dumpster fire dating is coming up next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Would you choose money over love? Because I kind of am.
Brr. No.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Dumpster fire dating.
I gotta choose?
No, you don't have to choose, but okay. I feel like I am because DZ, I don't know where we left off, but I have been very not focused on love these days. Let me tell you.
I'll tell you where we left off.
Where did we leave off?
We left off you not texting Matchmaker's Match.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's where we left off.
I know. Okay, so okay, fair enough. So Mike in Waukesha, I keep messing up everything today. Mike in Waukesha called in. He calls in all the time. And yep. He's like, I got a buddy for you, Allie. I think it'd be a good match. He's tall. He's a working man. He's nice. He's got one kid. He's divorced. You know, he's telling me everything. He's like,
genuine good dude.
Yeah. He's like, I would marry this guy if I could.
Everybody sounds great on paper. And yeah. Mike literally said, if my wife left me, I'd shoot my shot with my boy. And I went, okay.
He did say that. He did. Okay. So he gives me the number and I'm thinking, this is so old school to like blindly text someone. This is blind date stuff for real.
Yep, and I love it. I'm here for it. I'm old school, you know that.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So I did text his friend, okay?
You started a conversation at least.
Started a conversation, right?
Because where we left off, you mm-hmm. hadn't reached out yet.
Yet. And then I did, and we exchanged a few texts.
Little pleasantries.
Yeah, and I was getting to like learn a little bit about him, mm-hmm. but I have no idea what he looks like. I thought I found him online, but I'm not sure. I still haven't seen him. I haven't even asked for a picture.
I would have been asked for a picture.
So now look at this. So you see my text, okay? So let's find him. I'm scrolling. This is another reason why people get left in the dust in my life. Okay?
You get a lot of messages.
So I'm scrolling. Where is he? Where? Nope.
You're
this
still
is
scrolling.
How many people I've interacted with, and this is why I forget everything. Okay, there he is. This is the last text. We're not going to read it.
No.
But look how long the last one he sent me was.
Yeah, you guys are chatting.
On Sunday at 5. Oh, Sunday.
Sunday?
Oh, God. It was Sunday.
Sunday?
I didn't realize I'd waited, dude.
Bruh.
Oh, God. Now even I feel bad. Now even I didn't feel bad till now. Now I'm like, because part of me felt like, listen, I don't even know this guy. I've got responsibilities. I've got a job. We have a lot going on. Like our schedule, I feel like my schedule is this weekend. I don't even have time to breathe.
Yeah. Okay, so time out then.
I'm overwhelmed with job and life right now and kids and just, so then I feel bad that I haven't written this guy back, but it's nothing personal. Does that make any sense?
So time out first. Take a breath. All right. That's the one breath we're going to get for the weekend.
I feel like I don't have space for another thing in my life.
I get that.
Or to think about. It's not that I don't want it.
You did say, starting off, mm-hmm. there was a certain je ne sais quoi about how you feel prioritizing love mm-hmm. or money.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs would, you
my
know,
livelihood,
hand in hand with
my
the money,
money
part. You know what I mean?
It's like when I have things to do for work, am I going to focus on those or am I going to focus on texting Hottie McHotterson that Mike supposedly is hooking me up with, you know?
Say this maybe starts to flourish some degree. Are you now going to have to try to split time between your availability for your job and being able to now meet somebody new and start somebody,
is,
you know?
Since I was in the hospital, that was kind of changed everything. And if you missed that, you got to go back and listen. It was a little traumatic and the whole thing was wild. And I've been at the doctor nonstop. I was just there again twice this week. I'm fine. I'm not dying. I'm fine.
Right.
That I know of. I'm fine. But like, I'm dealing with health stuff. I'm dealing with my kids
life
back in
stuff,
school.
Yeah.
Work. Mm-hmm. I just have too much going on. So, again, I have these moments where I'm like, oh, it'd be nice. But I just don't think love is in the cards for me right now. I just don't feel that way.
Would you be able to...
What do I do with this, though? Look at this. What do I do with
that's
this?
That's what I was thinking just now. Would you be able to separate the two and go, hey, I get that we're still talking, but there might be big gaps in between the time I hit you back just because right now this isn't a priority as much as I was feeling 2 weeks ago or
something. And I don't want him to feel rejected because I don't even know him.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be rejection. Like, he sends me this really nice long text talking about himself and what he likes to do with his time and his life. And it was really nice. But one might take that as rejection, right? You send all this stuff
divulge
to somebody, and I'm like, this wasn't even rejection.
It's just you not
got,
being
you got
able
lost
to get
in the
back.
Shuffle because I don't know you. And I think I even said to him at one point, this guy I was texting that Mike in Waukesha is trying to hook me up with, I said, his friend, I said, if I don't respond, I did say that.
You did say that.
Sorry for the delay. I can barely keep up with my social media. So, yes, that's essentially, and it's true. I can't even keep up with those messages.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I'm going to text someone I've never met. Repeat. Like, it's hard
I hear
to
where you're
focus
going.
On it.
Because part of you wants to continue conversing with somebody,
yes.
But right now,
great?
You can give it the genuine attention it needs for it to hopefully go somewhere like
and
you would want at some point.
Sometimes I physically have too much going on, and sometimes my brain is overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm both right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're literally going to be volunteering at a golf outing for 8 hours today. I wake up in the morning. I have the ovarian cancer walk. I go home. I shower. We have
tacos
and
tequila.
Like, we are working. Like, I am. I can't
Don't
even
forget
find
about monster trucks.
A monster truck could jam on Sunday. I have. When am I going to go out with this guy? Like, when? And by the way, I have my kids all weekend too.
Right.
By the way.
So when
and my ex is out of town, so I have them for 2 weeks or something crazy. So
when are you gonna make it work?
Welcome to my life.
When are you gonna make it work? So are you genuinely prioritizing money over love right now?
That's why I brought that up. Thank you. Because they say that the average U.S. salary, by the way, is $62,000. The median salary.
Hmm.
Median per
median.
Person.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
per
that
person.
Means a lot of people making way less.
And
a lot of people making
way
more. Okay? But they found out that when you talk to people, if they were forced to choose between love and money, almost half picked money.
Really?
Yes.
That's a little surprising.
Now, I'm not saying if you're in love already, I'm making you give up your partner, but would you pick money or love if you were forced?
If it was an absolute force,
I'm
no question.
Money. I got bills, I got kids, I got responsibilities. Okay.
Yeah.
I would love the love, but deuces.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
I mean,
And love comes and goes.
Love comes and goes.
Money comes and goes too.
Money comes and goes more.
But you know
freely.
What I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
Love, there is, well, there's
see,
no guarantee for either.
There is when you've got family, you know, that's endless love. Now, obviously, it's not guaranteed endless love, but you know, when you got kids, that's love.
Well,
when you got a partner, that's love.
That's got a value.
I would choose, yeah. I would choose the
love.
Value of love over the value of money.
Get this. 1 in 3 people admit they'd consider getting back together with an ex if that person got rich.
Whoa.
414-533-1037.
Nah, y'all are crazy.
Yep.
Nah.
Would you choose money over love? I could even go, I'm even happy.
How rich? Wait, how rich?
Damn it, TZ. We'll talk to you next. You have to pick one. You choosing money or love if you're being forced. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Wildin'.
Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Wildin' web. Good morning. What up?
All right, so we started with dumpster fire dating. Pull up our girl in Kenosha, Tanya. She's one of our regulars, called 5 days in a row. I was saying I haven't replied to this guy. He wrote me back on Sunday. I'm so embarrassed.
But you are prioritizing money over love right now.
Overwhelmed. Yeah, money, job, everything. Tanya, you hear this, girl?
Oh, my gosh. We're on 6 days. How could this man not feel rejected? You just poured all of his information out to you, and you just ghosted him.
Oh, dang,
right.
Tanya.
I did. Now I feel this is why.
Hey, we can count on the homies to keep it a buck, though. She said, for real, though, because that was a long text.
I would feel rejected if I sent a guy 7 paragraphs like that, and then he didn't write back. I'd be like, he doesn't like anything I said.
He thought I'm crazy. He thought I was crazy.
The good news is,
yes,
I totally think this is salvageable, because
ooh.
You did preface it by saying, you know, you've got a lot going on.
I told him
I
that.
I think you respond. Yep, I think you respond and say, you know what? I'm not sure where I'm at. Let's carve out one little piece of time, a little day date, a little coffee, something, whatever. Decide if it's
face
worth
to face.
Your time
Let's meet.
To invest more time.
You know what?
Yes.
And that's where I struggle with messaging is it's like, I don't even know you. How
right.
can I decide if you're worth my time when I've never met you? That makes no sense. You know what I mean?
Tanya, listen, I love the advice because that's genuinely great advice.
Yeah.
But then say you do meet and you do want to invest time. Do you you still have to wait because you don't have the time, right? Like you
but
and
now you,
go,
you oh, want this is right. to that's talk a, to him.
What?
But now you want it. But now so you want to talk to him. You know it. You do.
You know yes. what? You're right, Tanya. I'll find the gaps in between to write yep. him back.
To
you're
make
right.
it work.
And somebody else will get ignored, like one of my friends.
Right.
It'll be great.
Great. So now Allie won't text me back because she's texting new dude.
But Tanya, I'm choosing money over love right now. I admit it. You know, it's my job all day.
But don't mean you
can't carve a piece. You just need to know if he's worth adding into the Allie mix.
You know what? I really like your... Thank you, Tanya. That was actually really helpful. Carve out a time for face-to-face, meet him, and then decide if I want to go on messaging him. Smart.
Even if it's a 15-minute fruit smoothie date or something.
That might be all it is. That might be all... He might invite him out to the heckle hole today when we're at the golf course.
You near this course right now, my guy? Come talk.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're volunteering at a golf outing today, and we're the heckle hole, Tanya. Pray for those people. They're going to need it.
They are.
They're going to need it. Anyway, all right. Have a great day, Tanya. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. Much love.
Okay, so we are talking about money over love. So now let's go to Shelly in Milwaukee. I want to see what she says. Hi, Shelly. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You picking money or love? You're being forced to pick. What are you picking?
Be real.
Come on.
I'm picking money at this time in my life.
Damn. She said at this time.
I love through my 20s and my 30s, and it got me nowhere.
It served you nothing. Yeah.
And not even money, like not gold digger like that, but can we build together?
Status. Yeah, chasing leveling up.
Like a good partner in life. That's
yes.
Like a good partner. But I love what Tanya said, because if you knew him better, you probably would maybe make him a priority.
I would, and I do feel that way. And I kind of said that to him. I'm like, when I get to, if I meet you and we get to know each other, I will be more responsive. Mm-hmm. And I tell men that all the time. I'm like, listen, I understand this looks, you probably think I'm talking to 50 dudes. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm actually just busy.
Right.
And I'm not talking to anybody.
Cancel me out because, I had a lot of kids. Okay?
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, you have kids. If I like you, I will make you a priority.
That part. I always
make
say.
Time for me, even if I have kids.
That part.
Yes.
Like,
I will make you a priority.
Yes. I will find time to write you back.
Both our sons are named Hudson. So.
And both of y'all are prioritizing money.
15, yeah. My Hudson is 15. So when you had your Hudson, my friend circle went crazy. Oh my God. The girl from Kiss FM named her baby Hudson. Did you hear? Yes. Oh, so cute. So I love you without loving you, without knowing you. But yeah.
You know
we share that bond.
Girl.
I love you guys
so
much.
Maybe we should switch teams and go
money.
Out. Maybe me and you should go out. I mean, screw it.
Should.
Y'all are talking a lot about love for two people that chose money.
Okay, the love has to be there, DZ. The love still has to be there.
Yeah.
But I'm just... If not the prime, it's not first. I'm not going for love first. I'm sorry.
Ding,
love's not paying the bills.
Wow.
Love's not putting these kids in college.
True that.
I got three in college right now. Mm-hmm. So, no, love is not.
And a 15-year-old on the way. Almost, listen, son.
Almost half of people.
On the way, okay?
Yep. Money, baby. Money.
No. Shelly, almost half of people would pick money over love if they were forced. It says that.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. I love you guys. Have a fantabulous weekend.
We love you back. Bye.
I'm just looking at some of these. This is wild. Let's go to Dana in Sheboygan. You actually know her and her husband. You played football with her husband at Lakeland, didn't you?
Big ups, Logan.
Hey, Dana, if you don't choose love, I'm telling your husband.
We're going to snitch. Ooh, we snitching.
Girl, you better go get your money.
Get in that bag.
And I think that's why I say it. I love my husband. We're in this together.
Nope.
We're trying to build something. Go get your money.
Nope. I'm texting Logan right now. Nope.
Girl, when the married people tell me to go get that bag, bye.
Don't worry. He has the Odyssey app. He's probably listening right now.
Dana,
his
theme song is for you, dog. Beautiful.
Well,
I just want you to know.
Doesn't matter if he's broke.
That you chose money over him.
Hey, where are we going to go if you're broke? Come on.
Facts. Nah, facts, Dana. Facts, though.
Where are we going to go if you're broke?
Ain't no vacations when you broke, baby.
Right.
Oh, man. So,
I mean, that's fine and all, but I want to go somewhere. So, no.
I love a walk. I'd love a walk on the beach.
Way.
Yeah.
Ebony,
that's right.
Our girl Ebony texted in. She said, the lines are clogged, but I would do money over love for real. Because let's be real. You can get to love after you take care of your finances.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
the only way the world goes around is if we make money.
That's right. That's
so,
true.
And whoever says money doesn't make you happy, then
they're lying or they're rich. Or they have never had it.
Yeah.
It doesn't fix your problems. things. Let's be real. I will be as we know that from Justin Bieber and Britney Spears. Money doesn't fix anything, but it definitely makes your life a little bit easier. You're going to have other problems, but it makes it a little easier.
Money does not buy happiness, but I can make a few transactions looking for it, you know?
Thank you. In the moment, thank you. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We made it to Friday.
Feels good, don't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. We're going to have a very busy weekend around here. I got the ovarian cancer walk tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Then we've got tacos and tequila festival tomorrow night in Franklin Field. It's going to be very...
What is it? The Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks?
Yeah. I keep forgetting we have Hot Wheels on Sunday.
Sammy ain't letting us forget.
Where's Hot Wheels? Is at Fiserv, right?
Fiserv, yes. He's not letting us forget.
Your kids are going to, you have to take the littles to that.
Got to.
Okay. So anyway, speaking of children, DZ. I love it how we get into our parent moment and go, Owen did the funniest impression of me yesterday.
I was going to say, which kids, yours or mine?
I wanted to have him on the air because he was imitating me going off on them, and I lost it. I said, why do you always say dad's nicer than me? And he's like, well, we can talk to dad. He goes, if we talk back to dad, he has a conversation with us. And if we talk back to you, you go, excuse me, what did you, pack your bags and go. He started imitating me.
He did not. Did he hit the head tilt?
He was doing the head tilt. He said, this is what you do when we act up. Pack your bags and go. Call your father. I'm not putting up with this disrespect. DC, I was in the...
I'm about to start sweating. Hold on.
We were playing basketball in the driveway, and I was crying laughing when he was imitating me. I said, Owen, you have to come on the air and do that for the listeners. They're going to die.
This is a rite of passage. It was, when siblings start to imitate their parents...
Pack your bags and go.
One thing that I never had the gumption to do was to imitate my parents to their face,
Dude, he
though.
Did it, and I actually was dying because he was right. I'm not. I don't have... I go, excuse me?
I've heard it. I've seen it. You hit
There's
the excuse...
No conversation.
I've heard the excuse me, or more like excuse you. Yeah, I've heard it.
So he had me dying, and you just triggered that memory. So I told him, I said, you're coming on sometime, and you're going to do the impression, and people are going to lose it. Yeah, because it's so on point. So anyway, I do not need to be disrespected, he says as he's doing the head thing and the finger in the air.
There's a right. Hold on.
Oh, God, it was so good.
Indulge me for a second.
Yeah.
I think we got a lateral dog.
Why?
It's like right of passage moments with your kids, bro, or when rite of passage moments you had with your child, because that is a rite of passage moment that I remember having, right? Mm-hmm. What rite of passage moments did you have with your parents? Mm. Another one that you said not that long ago.
What?
The bodysuit thing we were talking about off air.
Oh, yeah.
When you were like, oh, Owen picked me up. And I was like, dang, you're at the your kids are picking you up stage.
Yeah, he's going to be 14 next month. He picked me up at China Lights the other night, and he swung me around. I put the video up. It was really funny. But when he picked me up, you could see my bodysuit came out of my jeans because I never snap them because I'm 6 feet tall. So I never snap bodysuits at the crotch. They're a pain in the butt, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And so...
But the bodysuit, you can see
it. The bodysuit came up, and I didn't care. He was flinging me around. And so I brought up to you that, Owen picked me up.
It's not about the bodysuit.
It's not about the bodysuit. It's about that he picked me up.
It's not about the bodysuit.
It's not about the pasta.
It's about the fact that he picked you up. Yeah. I remember 14 years old, same age. I was playing sports. I was starting to get some muscles on my body. Because at 13, I wasn't picking my mom up. I wasn't big enough. I wasn't strong enough. 14, a lot changed. Mm-hmm. Rite of passage. I tried to pick my mother up once. She chopped me in the throat. My mom doesn't like to be picked up.
I knew I loved Catalina.
I found out that day the hard way because I was just like, ooh, I'm pretty strong.
Yeah.
I could probably pick up my mom. And I went to give her a hug, and then I underhooked her. And tried to pick her up, and she said, right to the jugular. And I said, oh, my God.
Dang.
Oh, you want to see my mom get aggressive? That was a rite of passage moment, though.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so kids imitating you is a rite of passage.
Rite of passage.
Picking up your parents because you're bigger than them.
Rite of passage.
Is a rite of passage. What else? 414-533-1037. What else?
I still remember the first day I beat my dad in basketball.
Oh, I thought you scared me the way I beat my dad. I was like, what?
I mean, we've gotten into it, too.
In basketball.
In basketball, though. This time I'm talking about basketball.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, I was probably 17, turning 18.
Mm-hmm.
We we had gotten out. We were just playing 21, chilling, waiting for his friends to show up because we all used to hoop together. Or I used to hoop with them, I should say.
Sure
enough, beat him. And I'm talking about, I was trying so hard.
Yeah.
Really, really hard. Yeah. As a 17-year-old, I was in it. And you know, my dad, he's athletic. He played ball. He played ball through school in Columbia and whatnot. So he can hoop. My dad can hoop.
Oh, really?
When I
good
beat him,
to know.
I saw it in his face. He tried to play it off. He tried to be like, yeah, good game, you know, whatever. You did your
he
thing.
He was mad.
He was not only mad, he tried to play it off like he let me win.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, Pops.
Rite of passage.
Mike in Waukesha texted and said, hey, guys, a rite of passage moment for me was when I could finally take my dad in wrestling.
Dude, memory unlocked.
Memory unlocked.
Wrestled my uncle. He's passed now, but aww. Yeah, my first trip in Columbia, when I was 13 years old, when we first moved, 10 years later after moving to this country, wrestled my uncle. I'm talking about, it was my first year wrestling.
That too.
He's 6'1", was 6'1", well, 260, beat him. I pinned him. Everybody was like, oh my God.
Would a rite of passage be when I finally talked back to my parents and said I'm not, and left their house? Like, is that a rite of passage? When I was, because you're scared of your parents forever, right?
Yep.
Are we not? Like,
yep.
Can we not agree on that? Like, even though I'm 40, I'm scared of my parents sometimes, and it's embarrassing.
Sometimes.
It's embarrassing.
Sometimes.
So, like, the first time I remember being like, you're not going to talk to me like that. And I was like, whoa, we've unlocked a new door.
When you get to say, you're not the boss of me,
yes.
And mean it.
Yes.
That is a rite of passage,
dog. Go to
dog.
The phones, actually. Go to the phones. We're going to go to 2 right now. Let's go to 2. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey.
Saucy.
Girl, what's your rite of passage? Because...
Oh, well, it would be my children's rite of passage.
Oh, what's that?
Well, being 5'2.5", they're all way taller than I am.
Yep.
So
yep.
When they got to a certain height, they're all like, do you need me to reach that for you?
You want me to get that, shorty?
Oh, Hudson does that
exactly.
To me. He does that to upset me. He'll go, look how far I can reach in the air. And he'll go grab a cabinet. And I used to go, no. And now I go, stop it. You're just trying to trigger me because you're older and bigger
and taller.
But and now he's picking you up because he's strong too.
But I tell him, I'll still deck you. Don't try me, boy. Don't come at me.
I told you my mom chopped me in the throat.
I know it's illegal, but don't touch me.
It ain't that illegal.
That's a fact.
No, right of passage.
Yeah, no, totally.
Angie, same thing like Saucy. My mom's, you know, 5'2".
Your mom's little.
5'3".
She's little like Saucy.
Yeah, bro. The second you get taller, you do one of them, the forehead checks. Where you're like, oh, I'm taller than you.
Listen, I'm fun size, okay?
You
That's
are.
What it is.
And you
I'm
are
the
fun.
Fun size.
And you are fun.
I am fun, exactly.
And we'll see you tomorrow. We love you, Saucy.
Yes, I will.
Bye.
Much love, guys.
Much love. Bye.
Let's just keep going to the phone. Screw it. Let's go to 1. We'll just keep going. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Emily.
Hi, hey, Emily. What city are you calling from this morning?
Sheboygan.
We're talking rite of passages. What do you got for us?
I actually don't have rite of passages, but...
What are you calling for, then?
Sorry.
We're in the middle of a show here, Emily. What do you want?
You're talking about kids. You're talking about kids.
Oh, yeah. well,
what about them?
Okay, so 8-9 years ago, I was pregnant, and I was listening to your show, and I kept hearing Owen and Hudson, and my son is named... Owen, because of you.
Aww. What? Are you serious?
Because I really liked the name. I liked hearing it.
Emily. And so how old's Owen now?
And see, you were yelling at me.
Look
at you, Allie.
I feel bad.
Now you feel bad. You made a friend with Emily because she named her baby after you. Or your baby.
Friend, we're besties. Are you kidding me?
Emily. He's 8 now.
Aww.
That's really cool, actually,
You know
dog.
What? I know one other Owen who was, they chose the name because they heard me name him Owen and they told me and they ended up being in school together, which is wild.
Even crazier.
They never thought we'd end up, we didn't live in the same town when I named him Owen, you know? It just happened.
It happened.
But that's wild. So, I'm so flattered because that's so sweet. Oh, I can't wait to tell Owen this today when I see him.
Yeah.
What's the middle name?
Joseph.
Bet.
His is Charles.
not the
not
same.
Joseph, no.
That's
but
what's
I
up,
love
though.
My dad's name is Joseph. So.
Got it. Heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
cute,
well,
bro.
Well, thanks for sharing. You know what?
Y'all
thanks.
Know I don't say cute
now
often, and that's cute.
Now we're done. This was a great ending on a Friday. You know what, Emily? I love you. Give me your... Hold on. Now
hold
I want
on.
To talk to you off the air so we can be best
she
friends.
She wants to be best friends,
I'm
Emily.
I'm so flattered,
sit
and
tight.
I'm glad. Are you still glad you named your kid Owen after you heard me name my kid Owen?
Yeah, but I feel like I yell it a lot.
Owen!
Same girl, same. Hold on, Emily.
Yes, hold on. We're besties now. I need to get your info. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. What? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. You did not get the Kylie Kelce rant in your algorithm this morning?
No.
I did. It was fantastic.
At all. This is news to me, G.
She went off because people were accusing her of not congratulating her future sister-in-law and her now brother. Travis is already her brother-in-law.
Right, right. Well, for people that don't know, Travis Kelce, you know, the football player dating Taylor Swift.
He has a famous brother as well, Jason.
Also played football. And then they have a sister.
Yeah. No. Kylie's his Jason's wife.
Excuse me, my bad. Yeah. Sister-in-law. Don't make it weird. Sister-in-law.
Kylie is Jason's wife, yes.
Technically, sister-in-law.
Yes. So she was going off because people were like, you didn't congratulate them on their engagement. And she goes, well, first of all, I filmed my last podcast before they announced it. That's why there was nothing in the last podcast. So she went off. Here's a few things she said about Taylor and Travis's engagement and why she didn't comment.
I don't need to talk about them all the time. Our relationship is private between us. Mm. And so it's okay that time made it so that we didn't congratulate them in the last episode.
She's saying it's because we filmed it before. So she keeps going.
I don't need to come out here and make statements when I already talked to them.
All the
time.
You
know what I'm saying?
All the time.
I don't need you to clickbait my I don't need you to take my comments and try and dissect it.
She went off, dude. She's not done.
I am so incredibly happy for them. We are so excited that they are taking this next step. The girls are so excited to get another aunt. I am so truly happy for them. And I feel so grateful that we get to welcome Taylor into our family in a more official capacity.
I love her because she's like, that was it. So that's the gist of it. But you get what happened. She went off and she was like, why are you coming at me? This is my family. I talk to these people. I'm excited to have a sister-in-law, but I don't have to comment on anything I don't want to comment on. That's why people love the Kelces, because her and her husband keep it real.
And they do not care. They were almost being expected to have had like some specialty programming. Now the engagement. Everybody go to the podcast.
Everyone go to Kylie Kelce's podcast. Maybe she talked about it.
We got
to
update the episode. Or they were expecting her to have gone and done some emergency episode on oh my God, because the world took over. Mm-hmm. And they are a magnitude of superstars that people aren't necessarily used to in their day-to-days, right?
For
Taylor
sure.
Swift, megastar.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, he's a superstar athlete that has transcended outside of that.
Move over Jay and Bay, okay? Honest to God, we got a new power couple in town. Just admit it.
Great way to put it. They are a power couple. They're for the younger cats, too. They're the next generation's love story of the Jay and Bay when we're like, ooh, crazy in love, them days. Well, they got their crazy in love
and
now.
And everybody roots for Taylor because we've seen her get broken so many times.
So
that's why people, I think, that we at least as a Taylor fan, I always rooted for her because I wanted her to win in love. I was like, man, I can relate, girl. I feel all your music. So when she won, it was like, yes, woo! Girl. I was like, you got the good one. Oh, look at that. Girl, yes. Like, we were happy for her.
Rather than letting it breathe, though, now everybody is so down their throat and so hyperfixated. And the engagement only worsened it tenfold because now all attention is that third, and now the family's even more involved because remember the Super Bowl when it was like, what's Mama Kelce? Is she next to Taylor?
Fighting if she's not? Like, everybody makes something out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
You're right. That's why Kylie Kelce went off, and she said that she doesn't need to come out and make statements. She said she makes a very conscious effort to not discuss Taylor and Travis, and I don't blame her because we all know, even you and I go through this, DZ, where we'll talk about stuff on the air, and somebody will come up or write me a message and go, you said blah blah blah, and I'm like, I didn't say that.
What?
And they people hear what they want to hear. Doesn't matter what Kylie says about Travis and Taylor, they're gonna spin it, and it's gonna be like, you said this, and when she's like, that wasn't what I meant at all, because people take three lines or one line, right, and decide that's what's happening.
If you don't publicly acknowledge something, then magically
then you also don't like them.
It didn't happen behind closed doors. There's no way. There's no no feasible world. They already knew that the proposition was going to happen. Yeah. And then after, when the news broke to the rest of us common folk, not family on the inside, you're going, I expected her to say something.
Well, and DZ, as someone who's been married before, I'm divorced, obviously, and you're married, you have nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of of nieces and nephews who I still keep in touch with even mm-hmm. after the divorce because they are my kids' cousins.
Right, right.
So I follow some of them on Instagram. They're teens now and whatnot. But these are going to be Taylor's nieces and nephews. So if you don't think Taylor has spent time with these families and that they're all, I have no doubt. I'm happy for everybody. I love it that Kylie went off and said, I'm not going to comment on this. I don't have anything to say. Of course, I'm happy for them. But she just said, enough. Like, you're going to spend whatever I do.
To anybody that clearly doesn't realize that FaceTime call happened immediately when that news broke.
100%.
Come on, bro. Just because it's not publicized.
They're probably the first people to know.
They knew before the question was popped.
Well, we know that he proposed the same day as the podcast that she went on. So they probably knew it was about to happen.
They just didn't include it in their day-to-day mm-hmm. because guess what? Everybody has their own lives. Why mm-hmm. would you? Why would you steal somebody's shine?
Well, and good job for Jason sitting through that whole podcast knowing Travis was going to propose. That's crazy.
Big news. Big things. But anyway, again, they're regular people. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
All right. Well, that's all my Taylor news. We're going to end on a positive note, which is everyone's happy in the Kelce family for them.
Love is love.
Love is love.